Please be seated. Bartimaeus is healed and called. He is healed so that he can be called in a new way. This story begins with Jesus on the way to Jerusalem, and it ends with a healed Bartimaeus following Jesus on the way. His healing enables or transforms his discipleship. But to see how, we need to back up a little bit. Unless you have been paying really very close attention, you might have forgotten that for several weeks of our readings now, Jesus has been on a journey. He always moved around a pretty good bit, and the ancient place names from all the way across the world have a tendency to slide right by us as vague Holy Land places. But we have, for several weeks now, been in a discrete part of Mark, a literary unit with a definite beginning and end that covers Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. All of his early ministry is in the north, near his home region of Galilee. And then he turns toward the south and begins heading down toward Jerusalem. He and we know what will happen there, and he keeps trying to tell the disciples. On the way to Jerusalem, he predicts his death 3 times, trying to prepare his followers for what awaits them in the capital and for the life they will need to lead after he is gone. If you can withstand a little Bible nerdiness, here's how Mark puts this together. The journey narrative begins with Jesus healing a blind man. And this second healing of a blind person is the end of the journey narrative. The very next thing that happens in the Gospel of Mark is Palm Sunday, when Jesus enters Jerusalem in triumph before his final confrontation with religious leaders and the empire that will take him to the cross and finally through it to Easter. But that first healing was a little bit different from this one. Way back in chapter 8, a man asks to have his eyes healed. Jesus takes him out to a private place, away from the crowd, and tries to heal him. Jesus asks if it worked, and the guy says, "Sort of. I can see people. I can see, but the people look like walking trees." It's a paraphrase, but the sort of part. So Jesus prays some more. The guy is healed. And then Jesus sends him away from the village so that he won't encounter anyone. That first healing is secret, difficult, and gradual. This healing is public, immediate, easy, and joyful. Mark frames the journey to Jerusalem as a time when who Jesus is becomes clear and public. There is no longer room for secrecy. We're in the last week. We have reached Jerusalem. Now, if you zoned out for the Bible nerdery, come back. The point of all that was to say that the stakes here are very high. This is the last story before the events of Holy Week. And the last thing we get outside of the last week of Jesus' life is this story of healing and calling. Bartimaeus is blind and a beggar, sitting by the roadside. It's hard for me not to like Bartimaeus. He hears that Jesus is passing by and starts shouting out for mercy. As has become common by this point, Jesus' entourage tries to protect him from precisely the people he most wants to encounter. They start telling Bartimaeus to be quiet, and he just shouts even more loudly. That's the kind of persistence that Jesus tends to respond to, and he does. He calls for Bartimaeus to come, and here's where we really see the faith of Bartimaeus. He leaps up and leaves his cloak behind to run through the crowd to Jesus. That cloak was probably his most expensive possession, essential for someone who had no guarantee of a roof and fire at night. And remember, Bartimaeus is blind and in the midst of a large crowd. There is no reason to think that if he isn't healed, he will ever find that cloak again. He pushes all his chips into the middle of the table to bet on Jesus. Bartimaeus is an example to us of bold, insistent, uncomfortably loud faith. But he is also a warning. We too are in need of healing. We may not have Bart's courage to shout it out, even to God, that parts of us are broken, that there are holes in us that need filling, that our lives are not what we thought they would be, or that our relationships have gone wrong in ways we don't fully understand and in ways we can't seem to repair, that we have been bruised where we thought we could trust, that we thought we could expect more than we got in a time of need. But whether we have the courage to shout these things out or even to whisper them or not, some of them are probably true for all of us. We are in need of healing. And Jesus is coming and will stop along his way for us. In the rush of the crowd, he will call us to him, cutting through the many ways that we have been told that our need is inconvenient, that our healing doesn't matter. But sometimes we are healed and called at the same time. The one who heals stops along his way, but the one who is healed then follows him along the way. Bartimaeus is restored and made whole because of his faith, and his faith is exactly what sends him without his cloak down the road behind Jesus. They are going to Jerusalem, to the upper room, to Gethsemane, the cross, and then finally to Easter. For Bartimaeus, and possibly for us, being healed doesn't necessarily mean that life will become easy. It may mean being sent to uncomfortable places, even into danger, because that's where Jesus is usually going. He goes to those in need wherever they are. He goes where the truth needs to be heard, however unwelcome it is there. And he invites us to follow. Jesus calls us to him to be healed and to follow. We are made whole and we are put to work. Thanks be to God. Amen.